Hey everybody, it's your girl Femme here, and I want to tell you guys a secret. A few days ago, I sold my soul to the devil for like $10,000, and all I have to do is some stupid ad read for MeUndies. They were like looking for an influencer who will hawk anything for money, and I was like, that's me. So listen up, MeUndies are made from like micromodal. It's a crazy soft and like totally sustainable fabric that encases your lady parts and man junk in a cloud of comfort. Whoa, that actually sounds cool. Jaden, where's my credit card? Let's see what else I have to say. Something. Oh, this is cool. They've got three new Valentine's Day prints: Heartbeats, You Up, and Foxy Love. That's really cute. Jaden, I'm buying us these in matching prints, and you're wearing them with me. First-time buyers get 15% off and free shipping. All right, you guys listening, because I want to get paid, so don't fuck with me on this. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/hell. That's MeUndies.com/hell. Smooches!
Welcome. It's Valentine's Day in hell. Deep within the bowels of hell, the devil scrolls through Instagram and TikTok, looking for fresh souls to enslave.
I have a lot of DMs asking me about this new brush. I can't believe I got it. Hey guys, I wanted to come on and share with you some of my recent reviews that a lot of you have been asking about.
Hey guys, so a lot of you guys
such marvelous specimens of human weakness. Gazoo!
Yes, your darkness.
Who are these people?
Yes, your darkness. They are truly despicable.
Yo, what's up, my jits? It's your boy, Jaden Extra, here with some new drip.
They are truly unbearable. They shall be our next quarry of souls.
Do you have anyone particular in mind?
What's that sound? Money, because I'm on the motherfucking
grind. Mr. Lordship, I've been working on him for quite some time, preparing him to summon us forth.
You can do that?
Sure. There's a lively and informative satanic subreddit. I recently made contact with Jaden and have been encouraging him in his satanic endeavors.
And when do you expect him to officially summon us?
Very soon, your darkness. Luckily, he just posted another video. He's quite industrious for someone so dimly.
Sub, lit party tonight with Ian Dior rocking and so much more.
I have no idea what he's saying.
He's having a gathering, sir, tonight for Valentine's Day. There will be hundreds of these pathetic souls in attendance.
Gazool, do you know what I love more than stealing souls of the wicked, the weak, the vain, and the greedy?
Devouring their skin?
Remind me never to eat with you again, Gazool. Is that what you do when I'm not around?
Sometimes.
That's disgusting. No, Gazool. I live to destroy their stupid holidays. This one in particular. St. Valentine. Bafangoo! Love is for suckers. And I'm gonna make them regret their pathetic celebration.
That's very petty of you, sir.
Thank you. I feel better.
Meanwhile, in the Hollywood Hills, TikTok creator, meme artist, and SoundCloud rapper Jaden Extra argues with his girlfriend, the equally famous Instagram model and lifestyle influencer, Femme.
I'm not waxing my balls on camera, Finn. No fucking way.
It's not your balls, Jaden. It's the general area. Besides, no one will see anything. We'll just film your reaction.
I said no.
Please. It'll get so many views.
Enough with the stupid Valentine's Day. You already did Valentine's Day for your dog, Valentine's Day for your lonely hearts. You know what? Some people hate Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's Day.
This is like my most important day, okay? People get to see how happy and in love I am, and that means you need to do what I say.
What does waxing my junk have to do with Valentine's Day?
It's for what we do later. All smooth and bare?
Fine, I'll do it.
Really? You will? When?
Tomorrow. After the party. But stay away from my taint.
Your what?
My taint, my grundle. It's the undercarriage between my...
What? Ew! not touching that.
You have to film something for me first.
You're such a scumbag, Jaden. I don't do porn.
What? Wait, no, not that. I'm not talking about porn. I'm talking about doing some cool satanic devil stuff.
What are you talking about?
My numbers are way down, babe. I need to change it up. Didn't you see that Halloween video Machine Gun Kelly made with the devil? He's like huge now, number one in the world. All because he sold his soul to the devil. This could be my big chance.
You're gonna sell your soul to the devil? Really, Jaden?
You sell crap to your followers constantly. What's the difference?
I'm an influencer, Jaden. People trust me. I care about the things I feature in my stories. It's not the same as selling your soul to the devil.
You're just trying to hold me back. You literally take money for anything.
How much do you think you can get for your soul?
I don't know, like a lot? More than you could get for selling CBD Chewy or whatever it is you're slinging this week.
It's THC soda, and you can get 10% off on all new flavors like Blackberry Refresh by using the discount code FemCares.
Oh my God, stop. You're the one who is possessed.
It's called Hustle, Jaden. And maybe if you worked a little harder on your brand instead of these stupid shortcuts, you wouldn't need to summon the devil.
My brand? Fem, what am I? Soap? A box of crackers? I don't want to be a brand. I want to hang out, smoke tons of weed, and have dirty sex with you. Then when I feel like it, write down some rhymes. If I wanted a job, I would have become an accountant like my dad.
What makes you think the devil would even be interested in your soul? I have way more followers than you on Instagram. Why wouldn't he want my soul?
You can ask him when he shows up tonight. I met this guy on Reddit, Gazool666, who's like a really big devil expert or like works for the devil or something. He told me that Satan does this all the time for tons of influencers.
Like who?
Logan Paul, Amanda Cerny, David Dobrik, Gary Vee, Alyssa Violet, FaZe Banks, Carrington Durham, and that doesn't include all the TikTokers.
No way! I don't believe you. If that were true, they would have asked me to do it as well, because I have like way more followers.
What can I say, babe? They reached out to me, or at least somebody from the devil's team or whatever.
No, no, no! I'm not having this conversation. It's wrong, Jaden, and it's evil.
You are so dramatic. Seriously, what's the worst that could happen?
You become possessed and nasty and like vomit pea soup and turn your head in circles and like a gross freak? No, thank you.
This is 2022. Nothing is gonna happen. Are you gonna help me or not?
Don't yell at me. You're like possessed already. The answer is no. Pastor Len says I need to walk in the light and help you do the same.
Again, with that creepy pastor. Ben, you strip for money on OnlyFans. Don't get all high and mighty on me.
I did that once a long time ago, and it was for the Emir of Abu Dhabi, which everyone knows is, like, totally okay.
I'm not judging you, fam. If you want to be a hoe, then be a hoe. But don't get all up in my face about selling my soul when you are out there selling yours to the highest bidder every day.
If you film this video, Jaden, we're done.
Good. You think I can't have whoever I want? I got hoes in different area codes, biatch! And you can forget about waxing my balls. That's for my pose only. And your privileges just got revoked.
You're such a jerk, Jaden. Guess what? I did blow the pastor twice. And I let him pee on me.
I'm done with the drama, fem. Just leave, all right? And you're not coming to Cabo with me.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you!
Yo, 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 what's up, my jits? It's your boy, Jaden Extra. Wanted to hit you guys up and let you know if you're feeling down on V-Day, I got you. This whole day is like the worst. How many times do I have to prove to my girl that I love her so she can feel good about herself? Go away, fam, I'm trying to make a video.
It's Ian, man, you okay? I heard you guys shouting from my room. Yo, it's Ian, bro, let me in.
All right, bet. You heard that fight between Fem and me?
Hell yeah, you guys been going at it all day, bro.
I'm done fighting with her. It's always something, you know?
Bro, I know. Trust me. It's Valentine's Day. I hate it.
What are you talking about, man? I thought you're neck deep in it with that mad honey.
Yeah, but it's always something, bro. They get possessive, or they want to use me, or they want to be in my next video. Here, check this out. My new track for Valentine's Day.
I go, they love and I lost. was way too much knowing you. Told you I was up to nothing, sure enough I always was. I know I was out of pocket, girl, I never did enough.
I gave you more,
then maybe you'd still be here.
I drank on the floor,
waiting for and that's when she walked. It's hitting me hard. Looked in the mirror and saw someone I don't know at all. 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 Don't know at all.
Bro, that is a definite banger. Why don't you play the party I'm throwing tonight? It will be an anti-Valentine's Day party. At midnight, I'm gonna have a satanic ritual and summon the devil. Nobody gonna give a crap about V-Day when it will be the super lit D-Day with the devil.
Alright, sounds cool. Remember, I know a thing or two about Satan from the IKEA incident. I've been to the dark side and it's dangerous. You need to be prepared for that kind of shit. The devil don't play. I mean, he does play, but when he plays, it's for keeps.
What do you mean?
Do yourself a favor. Hit my boy up, Oliver Tree. He does the sideline hustle and satanic services.
Kazoo, get in here. What is it, your darkness? Have you heard of MeUndies?
I go commando, sir.
You mean?
Underwear free since 1673, your darkness. Here, take a look.
Well, put that away. We'll catch fire. Why don't you wear anything down there?
Too constricting. It's hot enough down here already. Another layer, and my appendages would just catch fire.
Too much information, Gazool. Anyway, we've got a new sponsor.
MeUndies?
Apparently, we reach across multiple demographics who are likely to purchase monthly underwear subscriptions.
What do we have to do?
We need to find a social influencer who is willing to say and do literally anything for money.
That's easy. What do they need to say?
Let's see. They want them to say a bunch of stuff about their underwear, like... Our undies are made from micromodal, an irresistibly soft, sustainable fabric that encases your nether regions in a cloud of comfort.
That sounds quite nice, actually.
I know, right?
No more chafing! Huzzah! What else does it say?
They have a range of sizes, extra small to quadruple XL.
You're embarrassing me, sir!
It says they have matching prints, plus adventurous new styles for Valentine's Day.
I know the perfect influencer for this. She's greedy and will literally hawk anything for money. But this sounds too good to be true. We should just do the ad ourselves, keep the money and the underwear.
You know these people, they want to be, quote, integrated into the story so it seems, quote, authentic.
Makes me sick, sir. I hate marketing people. The worst.
I know, you're not exactly subtle. Last week you ate one of them alive. It's a wonder we have any advertising at all down here. Where are you going?
To sign up for MeUndies, it says members get to update their undie drawer with a new pair each month and save 30% on everything they make, including loungewear, socks, tees, and something called bralettes. I'm gonna try that one out.
Sellout. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/hell. That's MeUndies.com/hell. Tell them the devil and Gazool sent you.
So, that's how it came to pass. That on the afternoon of Valentine's Day, Jaden Extra found himself in the workshop of Oliver Tree, who despite his day job as a recording artist, author, and general post-millennial renaissance man, had for the past 30 years rid Satan from the homes, hearts, and minds of Hollywood's biggest players.
Are you familiar with the work of Anton LaVey?
Is he on TikTok?
No, he's not on TikTok, you dumbass. Anton Xandor LaVey, he's the dude who founded the Church of Satan.
What about him?
He wrote the Satanic Bible and its companion, Satanic Rituals. Now, I found both of these books to be incredibly helpful in my own study of the demonic arts. But I'm starting to fear that maybe you're messing with powers that are far beyond your cognitive comprehension, Jaden.
That's what Bim said. So, you're not gonna help me either? What's up, dude?
Now, I never said I wouldn't help you. I just said you were messing with powers that are far greater than yourself, and you need to understand that. As a practitioner of the dark arts, I made a solemn vow to help with the destruction of the status quo and the liberation of the individual from the corporate state. If helping you summon the devil leads to some kind of apocalyptic showdown, all the better. That being said, I am required to warn you of his powers. And believe me, once you are possessed, it's no picnic ridding your body of the soul of a demon who's taken up residence. Do you understand that once you summon Satan into your home, you will be powerless to stop him?
Ian told me, man. I get it.
I don't know why, man, but I just don't believe it. You're gonna need to show me a little more enthusiasm if you want to do this. I've been fighting demons since before you were born. How old are you, like 10 years old? I only work with the chosen few who take what I do seriously.
I'm serious, man. No joke. I'm sorry. Tell me what you need from me and I'll do it. Teach me, Sensei.
All right. It's more like it. From here on out, you're gonna need to take this super, super, super serious. You're gonna need to take me super, super, super serious. Because I am a super, super, super serious guy. Everything I do is super, super serious. You got that?
I got it.
Now repeat after me. I, Jaden Extra. Understand that summoning the devil is both dangerous and unpredictable.
Understand that summoning the devil is both dangerous and unpredictable.
And if for some reason I am found dead or terribly injured, mangled, or in some cases extremely deformed.
And if, wait, what?
Repeat the words, Jaden, I'm not doing this again.
And if for some reason I'm found dead or terribly injured, mangled, or deformed.
I will not hold Oliver Tree or his associated businesses responsible.
I will not hold Oliver Tree or his assorted businesses responsible.
Very good. I am now at your service. Are you ready to experience the darkness, Jaden?
Yeah, dude. What do I do?
Based on your low IQ and your extremely low cognitive abilities, I would highly recommend this simple ceremony from Maurice Templeton's book, Satan for Dummies. It provides an extremely simple guide for summoning evil from the spirit world into your home.
Where do I find all this stuff? Human pancreatic gland, dwarf's finger, pig's eye, and all that blood for the altar?
Okay, this is way too complicated for you, Jaden. Never mind all that. See that box over there labeled Satanic Ceremony?
Yeah, so?
Just use that. It's like a satanic ritual in a box. Everything you need is in there, including the phrases you must say to summon the devil from the spirit world.
Wait, aren't you gonna help me?
You're on your own as far as summoning the spirit goes. You must take the step on your own. But if you succeed, you will need a protector, as the spirit will want to claim your soul. And that's where I come in. I'm the guy who retrieves the lost souls of all these poor suckers.
Got it, bro.
Do not take this lightly. Jaden, you're gonna be extremely sorry if you do. I should not be showing you this, but I do want you to see what's in store in case you do become possessed.
Dude, what was that?
That, my friend, was the sound of Logan Paul playing around with the Book of Satanic Rituals. He summoned the demon through a little spell I taught him, and well, he got what he asked for. I had to go over there and pull his soul all the way back from the clutches of Satan's nutsack. I will never forget the sound of his voice being torn from his soul. It was a high-pitched shriek that took a part of me I will never get back. For 3 days and three nights, we worked on him. He had to be strapped to his bed. His nurses brought him food and water, but Logan was so far gone, so possessed, and nearly killed me to free his soul. Luckily, he didn't have much of a soul to begin with.
Come on, dude. That was from a movie or something.
Believe what you want, but Jaden, don't say I didn't warn you.
So, you're gonna throw down with Satan if he starts messing with me?
Look, like I said, I'm here to protect you, but it's best you avoid this altogether. You, Jaden, are not prepared for what awaits. The pain, the suffering, the fear beyond your wildest nightmares.
I got it, bro. I've seen a version of this movie 20 times. You're like the baddest demon hunter, and I'm just some little chit who is messing around with things he doesn't understand. And in the end, I'll get all messed up, and it will be up to you to, like, save me.
Now, I can't force you to understand this. I can only warn you of what is coming.
Got it. I'm warned, bro. So, what will you do if, like, the demon dogs run away with me?
Don't worry. I always come prepared. I've been training for an occasion like this since I was a baby. You're not the first punk I've had to rescue from hell. Allow me to show you a couple of the tricks of my trade. I got a couple tools up my sleeve that might save your ass in a pinch, little man.
Whoa, dude, you got your own bat cave? What is this place?
Let's just say I have everything I need here to fight an end times battle with an army of darkness. Okay?
Whatever, dude. I'm gonna go get my own drip ready for the party. Me and Finn broke up, so I'm back in action. What?
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Femme, here. Valentine's Day is the one day a year where it's supposed to be all about me. I thought I was gonna wake up this morning and find my bed surrounded by rose petals and serenaded by my boyfriend. But he forgot. You don't just forget Valentine's Day, Jaden! I hate you! We are so breaking up. But guess what? He doesn't know that I just stole his credit card and ordered a bunch of stuff from MeUndies. Oh my god. If you don't know about them, you're such a loser. Their undies are super soft, and if you get a membership, they send you something new every month. But mostly, I want their Valentine's Day prints. Heartbeats, You Up, and Foxy Love. So I can make Jaden jealous. First time purchasers get 15% off and free shipping. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/hell. That's MeUndies.com/hell. Is that everything I have to say? When do I get paid? Whatever. Is that switches?
Next time on Valentine's Day in Hell.
Demons, place a hood over Jaden and escort him to hell.
This is your fault, Oliver. I know Jaden came to you for help.
Satan has picked Jaden for some reason. Now it's up to us to make this right. So who's with me?
I'm with you, Oliver.
I'll go.
What about you, sad girl?
I'll kill some people if that's what you want.
Then that leaves you, Clappy.
Count me in, Oliver. Besides, I ain't got nothing to do. Might as well spend my Valentine's Day in hell.
And all these lights, they're melting me. These changing sights, it's hard to breathe. Darling, how do I know you mean it? How do I know you? Darling, how do I know?
Valentine's Day in Hell was created by Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers are Jared Goodstadt, Jimmy Jelinek, and Sam Winter. Original songs performed by Jaden, Carly Hansen, Ian Dior, Tyler Posey, and Femme, who also stars themselves in the series. The Devil is played by Adam Carolla, and Clabby Gilmore is played by Story. All additional acting roles performed by the Audio Up players. Also starring Oliver Tree as himself. Valentine's Day in Hell was written by Jimmy Jelinek.
And all these lights, they're melting me. These changing sights, it's hard to breathe. Darling, how do I know you mean it? How do I know you? Darling, how do I know?
All music from Valentine's Day in Hell was written and produced by Jared Goodstadt and Jeff Peters, with contributions from Ian Dior, Ashworth, Femme, Tyler Posey, and Audio Chateau. All episodes were directed by Jared Goodstadt and Jimmy Jelinek, with editing and sound design by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Additional score and songs by Jeff Peters and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Associate producers are Richard Greig, Ashley Arndt, and Emma Revolt. Produced for Audio Up by Tyler Dorson, John Agracia, and Phil Aberstadt. Legal and Business Affairs by Jason Boyarski, a.k.a. Lawyer Man. For episode music, please visit Spotify, Live by Live, Triller, and or wherever you find good music. Valentine's Day in Hell is a production of Audio Up. For the full list of production credits, behind-the-scenes footage, and source material, please visit audioup.com. And please have a sexy and safe Valentine's Day with your loved ones.